Jason PJ.
Zidim's Jason PJ podcast. Zidim.
Hello, potties.
Welcome back to the week, podcasters.
I'd like to apologise for the behaviour of what went on at Friday Drinks.
It's going to be a regular trend, us apologising the following Monday.
The start of Friday's podcast is basically us recording team drinks on a Friday. For anybody that was following it, PJ spilt a glass of red wine over her laptop.
Yeah, things got loose in the house.
Update.
MacBook Air has come back to life. Miraculously.
$100?
Yeah.
Did you put it in a giant like tub
of
rice?
No, I didn't. But when we were out on Friday night, I took the laptop to your friend's house and I literally just stood it up like a teepee all night. So it kind of just aired out.
Do you know it stained his table?
Get out.
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, there's a red wine stain on his table.
Is there?
Where you set up your little computer teepee.
Are you taking the piss?
No. No.
Actually?
Yeah, because I went over on the weekend and Juzzy was like, oh, there's a little red wine stain.
Oh, no.
He didn't want me to mention anything. It's a very expensive table.
Is it? How much?
I think they've had
you're doing your life. FFS.
Damn it. I was just getting to the bit where I'm like, I need a couple of $100. If you want
to
give me.
You just pay it to me.
If you want to give me the money, I can pass it on. Come on, mate. Donate to the Hawkins Foundation.
That bloody foundation, seriously.
Still trying to get off the ground. It does good things. All right, coming up on the show today, she was a fun one. PJ and I are battling it out in a race to hook up.
Not with each other.
No, you'll see what we mean. We're strangers, but not us.
Yeah.
We'll explain more in the podcast.
Little Lies made a return today where we have beautifully cute kids telling us stories. We have to tell if it's a truth or a lie. You'll hear that. And I'm turning into Jason. So all of that coming up in the podcast.
We're doing a spa afternoon next week, aren't we? Are we still doing a spa afternoon in Hamilton?
From Hamilton?
Yeah, what day?
Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
What? You can shoot till then. Just start juicing. Not that you need to juice, but I know
we're a rash top.
Oh, yeah, we're a rash top.
I'm not wearing
a
rashy.
Get a little cool one.
I'm not wearing a rashy in the spa.
Get like a little hang 10 rashy.
You're right.
Baggy one.
What?
Get a baggy one.
No, are you guys right? I wasn't even bringing it
up. Yeah, you were, because earlier today you had exactly that concern. Don't make yourself out as the victim.
I'm spa shredding. I'm not wearing a rashie, mate. All right, well, I'm off.
You'd look good in a rashie.
Shut up. I'm off home to shred. All right, enjoy
the probably have one, mate, already.
Yeah, you would, eh?
Top drawer.
I used to have a wetsuit top. I used to have a wetsuit top for the jet ski. I'd wear that in the peak of summer in Australia.
Everyone's a little gut hang out the bottom.
All right, guys.
All right. Here's the podcast, everyone.
Are you
enjoy.
God. I'm going to go get some M&Ms and listen to the podcast.
The Jason PJ podcast.
You little liar.
I don't know if people would be rushing to see
everyone's like, well, I'm deleting ZM from my bloody favourites.
All right, we love playing this game. We do it every Monday after the weekend. Basically, if you've got kids at home, if they're in the car with you, and we want you to get them to give us a call. They have to tell us a story, and we have to decipher, is it a true story or is it a false story?
So they just need to tell us something cool that happened to them on the weekend. Here's a bit of a example.
All right, Kelly joins us. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello. How old are you, Kelly?
9.
All right, Kelly. What cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
I went to a gymnastics competition and I got first place.
Right.
Oh, okay. Question, because I know there are a couple of forms of gymnastics, Kelly. What kind of gymnastics were you doing?
Competitive.
Oh, so you won the $100 voucher?
Yeah.
Did you?
Lie. Straight out to lie. There was no voucher. I was making that up.
And
peach.
I was going to say, it's rhythmic or artistic, isn't it?
Oh, you're good.
Because I used to do gym.
Really?
Oh, for like 3 months, but my hernia got in the way.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Yep. Kelly, we're locking in lie. Are we right?
Yep.
Yeah!
Call me a gym pro.
But Kelly even sounds disappointed that you couldn't trick us. It was a good try, Kelly.
Well done,
it was a good
Kelly.
All right, so I don't want to talk it up, but we were on fire last week.
We're pretty good.
Yeah. Remember, you're lying to lying experts here.
Well, you are.
The Jason PJ podcast.
You little liar.
Okay, game time. PJ and I want you to give us a call. If you're a kid, let us know what cool thing happened to you on the weekend. And we have to tell if you're, we have to pick if you're telling us the truth or a lie.
All right, first up, let's go to the phones. We've got Bella.
I'm getting there. Sorry, Bella. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. How old are you, Belle?
Five.
5 years old. So have you just started school yet?
Yeah.
Oh, she's even lying about the age. All right, Belle, what cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
We went to the pool.
Right.
And...
Definite lie. Straight away.
Hang on. And what happened at the pool, Belle?
I was swimming under.
Yeah. I'm saying lie. Straight away. There's no confidence here, Peach.
Yes, relaxing in the shade, and my friend Heather and baby was too.
Okay, Belle. Like, you got to go with me on
that. So, wait, you're going for a swim and then you guys are hanging under the tree, chilling in the shade.
No.
Oh, there's nothing really to outlandish about that story. She may have just, I think she just froze because she's on the radio.
She's freaking under pressure, mate.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
So, you want to lock in?
Mum's in the background feeding a lie. You can hear it. It's
all right,
clear.
So, you think it's a definitive lie?
Yeah. Bella, are you telling a lie?
No.
Son of a. Really? You did go to the pool? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
I told you, she just froze on here. Here's producer Alex.
I don't know if she's lying, because her story that she told me was that she went to a birthday party. So I think the whole thing is a stitch up. Her name's not even Bella, I don't know.
Okay, people need to understand how we play the game.
All right.
Okay, let's move on. Next one up. Oscar, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Okay, Oscar. What cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
On the weekend, I went to Splash Planet. And I met the old Prime Minister, John Key, and he was having a swim. And I got to shake his hand. And
wow.
He said, "Hi, what's your name?" And he let me have lunch with him.
You guys had lunch together?
Hang on a
second. First of all, Oscar, what did you have for lunch?
God, you had me to lunch.
We had sandwiches with peanut butter and jelly.
Where do they? They're not eating that.
They might do. They might have it at the cafe.
Put a call through down to Wellington. I want to find out if that's what they're serving in Parliament.
So hang on. When you gave him a handshake, was it inside the pool or was it once you got out of the pool?
Once I got out of the pool.
Right. Okay.
There is no way. No way, Peach.
Really? Are you telling me you can't imagine John Key going to sit down with Oscar having some peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
No. And we all saw the photos in Woman's Day just after he retired. Like, I'd be surprised if he's getting the rig out of the pool again.
Okay. Do you reckon it's a lie?
I think it's a lie. Oscar. Are you telling a lie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Peanut butter sandwiches, mate.
That was a good lie. Apart from that, until the lunch, it was pretty believable.
Oh, he had me to lunch.
Yeah.
He had me to lunch. Should we go one more?
Yeah, one more. Taylor joining us. Hello. Welcome to Little Liars.
Hello.
Hello. How old are you?
9.
Okay, Taylor, what cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
I went to Rainbow's Inn and I went on all the rides, and when I went on the fearful, I almost throwed up and I was so scared. Then after, I went to Denny's and ate some curly fries.
What I love is he almost vomited, but he thought, screw it, I'm still going to Denny's and eating curly fries.
All right, Taylor, what do you reckon was the best ride you went on at Rainbow's End?
Pardon?
What was your favourite ride?
The log flew and the gold rush.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It does sound believable.
It does.
You know what I mean?
She almost said it with such confidence that I'm like, she's written it down.
You think they practiced?
Maybe.
Yeah, right. Do you want to lock in lie? We can lock in lie.
Denny's, though.
I don't trust any of these kids, mate.
Who lies about Denny's?
They shouldn't. There's a rule against that.
Should we do truth? No, let's go truth.
Really?
My gut's telling me truth.
Okay. All right, I swear. Are you telling the truth?
No.
Damn it.
I told you.
Damn it.
Did you even go to Rainbow's End?
No.
Right, cool. Did you even have curly fries?
No.
What's your real name?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hello, ZM.
Hi.
Hi, are you calling for the secret sound?
Yes, I am.
All right, take a good listen. Any ideas?
Oh, is that a new one? Food processor.
No.
Yeah,
we're going to play after 5, okay?
Okay, then.
Okay, bye-bye.
So mean. Jason.
Sorry, okay.
That's not the new sound, FYI. It's still the same one because people will be pulling their hair out.
No, all right, okay, so it's not the cow. the ZM $50,000 secret sound. It's worth $30,000 and we are... We are playing just after five.
Jason PJ's race to pick up.
Okay, now, all right, last week we started this, a race to pick up. Not each other.
Nope.
And not other people.
Definitely not.
You would have heard about ZM Swipe Right Nights. All this week, right around the country, we're taking care of single people. We're hosting one Thursday night in Wellington.
Yes, we're going to be at the establishment.
Yeah. If you want to come along, ZM Online, go there for free tickets, come along, might meet the love of your life. Peach and I last week were just talking about, you know, back to our single days. Mm. Who would go better in the club?
I would like to back myself, but I just know that you've got really good game and it really frustrates me.
What do you mean really good game?
I don't know. You're just good at advice when it comes to romance.
Yeah, and I told you, like, I'm after a phone number, not trying to hook people back up with their exes. So we've come up with a race to pick up. We've each adopted a single person. PJ has Maddie, a single guy, and I have a single girl, Steph. They're joining us now. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. I just want to check.
Yeah, are you guys still single?
Yeah.
Oh, Maddie, there was a bit of a stutter there. Let's just confirm. Are you 100% single?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay. If anything, he sounded like not a chance in hell would he have picked up on the weekend.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh, mate, what are you stuck with on your team?
Maddie's my boy.
Yeah, you're his only girl by the sound of it. Now, Steph, how are you feeling going into Thursday night? You're on Team Jace. Are you feeling like you could pick up?
I was just speaking to Alex on the phone before and I was like, I have made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Are you scared of what Jace is going to put you through?
What do you mean?
Look, to be honest, I'm absolutely terrified. I've actually been having terrible dreams.
Welcome to my life, Steph.
No, Steph, I'm your wingman, mate. Like, I'm your love coach.
I'm so scared.
No, she knows what you're capable
no,
of.
No, I am your love coach. You know what's going to happen? At your wedding in a few years, when you've met, I don't know, Bill, the guy you're going to meet on Thursday night, you'll be like, oh, my God, and a big shout-out to our love coach who's currently here to MC the wedding.
You would be. You would insist to be the MC.
Obviously for a fee.
Yeah.
So, guys, I don't want you to be nervous, right? And on Thursday, we'll get you to come and join us, you know, pre-party when we do the show.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you guys. Have you thought about what you're going to wear on the night?
I wasn't going to talk to you about it because I feel like you're going to get angry at me.
Oh, this is brilliant.
What do you mean? What are you planning on wearing?
You told me I wasn't allowed to wear jeans and a hoodie.
No, you're not going to a service station to buy chocolate milk. You're going to find love.
Oh, I was thinking about going and getting the whole Jason Statham look happening.
Oh, this is good, Maddie. See? He's good.
Do you mean Jason Statham?
Yep. It's all right. It's not like we're any better, mate. Yeah, let's be honest.
All right, so look, I'll tell you what, guys. What we're going to do is we've organised a $300 makeover.
Okay.
Do you like the sound of that?
I'm still nervous.
No, don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Maddie, if you're put off by this, we mean Jason Statham and all.
Yeah.
Like, you can go for whatever celebrity you want.
Yeah, you can go whatever you want. You can buy a nice dress, go for big new jeans and a hoodie. You can get your hair done. $300. But the catch is only one of you can get it. So coming up in two songs, PJ and I are going to play a love quiz. The winner, their single person, gets a $300 makeover.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Obviously, if you win, PJ will help you shopping.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know, to be honest.
That's
the Jason PJ podcast.
Jason PJ's race to pick up.
Okay, so all this week, right around the country, we are hosting Swipe Right Nights, helping out the single people.
Yes.
If you want to come along, Thursday night, Peach and I are hosting the Wellington one, happening at the establishment. All you have to do is head to ZM Online, free tickets there, come along, could meet the love of your life. Now, Peach and I have adopted two single people.
Yes, because we are both in relationships. We can't actually, you know, find love on Thursday night, so...
We're love coaches.
Yeah.
You're looking after Maddie, I'm looking after Steph. Steph's currently sitting in her car sweating, nervous right now. Actually, that wasn't a good look. Sorry, Steph, I should have painted the picture much better there. Hey, can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Steph, I may have Facebook stalked you over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
I'm your love coach. I have permission to do that. I noticed you've gone through a hair colour change.
I have.
Yes, yeah. So you used to sort of be brunette. What would you describe yourself now?
Probably like an 80 or a woman grey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I was going to say I think we should go back to brunette.
No, Jace.
How do you feel about that, Steph?
It's like trendy.
Um, It's taken me a while to get to this colour.
Right.
And a lot of money.
Yep.
And a lot of air foliage outage.
Right. So that's a maybe.
You can't reverse all her hard work now.
So that's a maybe. Is that what you're saying?
I'll think about it. Why?
Okay, done. No. Just trying new looks in my head. What have you got as a vision-wise for Maddie?
Oh, well, ever since Maddie said he wants to look like Jason Statham, that's all I'm going for.
Okay,
I think we go simple, we go bold, and we go large.
All right, so...
I really went there.
Yeah, you really did. There was a graphic description of the guy. You've obviously done some Facebook stalking as well. All right, so Paige and I are about to play a love quiz. Whoever wins best out of five will score a $300 makeover for their single person. Which will help, obviously, on the night, them picking up.
Okay. And our buzzers are our names, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our names are... So you would be PJ.
PJ. Got it.
Just get there. Chase. No.
All right. Alex.
All right.
Ready to go. Question number one.
What 2003 Beyonce song talks about
Jace.
Being in love? Jason?
PJ.
I said Jace.
Okay.
Crazy in Love.
Damn you.
Oh, my ding doesn't work.
Oh.
You got...
Don't say that when you're out of the club.
Word of advice to the single people out there.
Okay, one to me. Here we go.
Okay.
Have you got your ding sorted? Is your ding sorted?
Operational.
Have you? Are you right? Are you right?
Operational.
Okay, yeah. All
right. Good to go. Sorry.
Right. Okay.
I can't see the piece of paper now.
Okay.
What male lead stars in the all-time love classic, The Notebook?
PJ.
Whoa,
Ryan Gosling.
Ease up, mate. Oh, there's the ding.
One on. Ding works.
My God, calm down. All right.
Well, I'm just gutted that you stole the Beyonce one from me.
Here we go, next one.
The practice of having more than one husband or wife is called?
PJ. Polygamy.
Jeez. God. Oh. Mate, this is for the win. You get this, it's all over.
Oh, Maddie, we're nearly there.
Steph, I'm trying for you, mate. I'm trying.
All right,
here we go.
This is a tricky one.
Okay.
What body part is most commonly associated with love?
Jace.
PJ.
Jason.
The heart. Yeah.
How was that a tricky one?
Well, we thought you'd say penis.
Jason!
Or ding.
All right, okay. All right, this is it. This is the decider. Here we go. This is the decider. Whoever gets this, their single person wins a $300 makeover. All right, here we go.
What famous reality TV show pits its contestants against each other in their quest for love?
PJ!
Jace.
Married at First Sight?
X on the Beach?
No, PJ. No, Jace, you're going to go now.
Pits their contestants against each other? Oh, jeez.
The most famous one.
The most famous one where they put singles against each other.
In their quest for love.
Their quest for love. Oh, Temptation Island? PJ?
Do another question.
Yes.
Yeah, give us another. What was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
The Bachelor.
Oh, of course.
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
People are yelling in their cars right now. Yeah. Idiots. What celebrity couple goes by the name Kim Ye?
PJ.
Jace.
Kim and Kanye.
No!
Boom!
No!
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
You've got yourself a $300 makeover.
Thank you, Jason.
No worries. Not that you need it because you look pretty already. Confidence from the love coach is what you need right now.
Sorry, Maddie. I'm sorry. We'll still work on something, Jason Statham. We can do it low budget. I'll shave your head or something.
Oh, great. That's it.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I've had a couple of rock bottom moments with my dearly beloved car, Windy J. Look, she's a bit of a bomb, but I love her. And over the weekend,
Do you drive her every day to work, or do you get Ubers sometimes?
I mix it up.
Yeah, right.
It's quite a hefty walk up the hill from the car park.
I'm hearing you, mate. Also, do you wonder, I don't know if Windy G is going to make it 5 days in a row.
I do this.
Yeah, right. Windy G, she's driven 2 days in a row. Let's give her a break.
Over the weekend, her handle broke. So.
What do you mean her handle? The like, door handle?
The door handle to get into the driver's seat.
What did you do? Did you just go to open it and it just came off?
Oh, yeah.
Mate, she's falling
apart. I was not even shocked.
God, if that's got a waft.
No, to be fair, she's not completely conked. Like, on the off chance, I'd say one out of five times it will open. But the other times...
Do they just give you a waft? No questions asked?
I always get a waft.
They're handing those out like candy.
She's all good. Like, she's good to go. She's safe.
Yeah.
So, because I don't really like spending money on my car.
Yeah.
I have to climb around the other side and go through the passenger seat. And I know that it probably won't even cost that much to fix. Do you know what I mean? But
so now when you get in the car, you go through the passenger seat.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a very busy, populated shopping street this morning, and I literally entered from the passenger seat. And I will until Wendy officially dies.
Mate, I just...
So just if you, you know see better me off doing? Climbing through my car, I'm okay.
You're
it's just windy that's not.
Just wind down the window and climb through the window, but make it look cool. You know how like cool people get in convertibles and stuff and then they jump over the... Like,
there's
the
no way of making it look cool.
What happens if someone's in the passenger... Here's a question for you. Yeah. If you and Aussie Romance are out driving and you pull up at a shop now...
Yeah.
If you're the one that wants to go running in to get milk, have you got to climb over his lap?
Here's the thing. I can get out. I just can't get in. So we're good to go.
All right.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Here we go. Another week. Another visit from Propeller Hat Gary, the sound keeper.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, Gary.
Hello, hello.
G'day, Gazzy. Still in your suit. Well done.
Still in my suit. Bit of a confession, though. There was two people who knew what the secret sound is. Now there's three.
Who?
Well, I...
Did you tell your wife, partner?
I got into a golf competition over the weekend.
Right.
And if I lost, I had to tell my brother-in-law the secret sound.
So what... Well, this doesn't sound legal. What happens if he tells a mate and they ring up and win?
Just don't let him through the phones.
How the idea. Does this sound?
Not okay.
Mate. I've never lost to him before. I thought it was fine.
God, I didn't know. 30K on the line. I would have got you tanked on the weekend taking you to golf as well. Bloody. What's your brother's name?
Reese.
All right. Shout out, Reese.
Anyone named Reese, mate, change your name because you're not getting through.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, $30,000. This is ZM Secret Sound. Play it again. Remember, the list is online as well. So, you know, don't ring up and then say something that someone else has already guessed.
All right, first up, we've got Denise. Happy Monday, Denise.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. You're, just before we move on, you're not related to Gary or played golf on the weekend with him, did you?
No, right? No.
Okay, guys.
Just checking. Yes. Okay, $30,000 on the line. This is the sound. Come on, Denise.
Okay, I think I actually used one of these yesterday. I'm wondering if it's a retractable hose.
Oh,
that's a good one. Oh, I like that. Hang on.
What does that sound like?
Okay.
Yeah, because like you'd almost be doing it again to loosen the hose.
Yeah. Gazza, thoughts, comments, queries.
Fits all the clues.
Yep.
But is not the sound.
Oh, sorry, Denise.
Okay, thanks anyway, guys.
No worries.
Okay.
Bye. See you later. How'd you go on the golf course, by the way?
It's like he had superpowers. I've never lost to him before, and he was just a machine out there. I got smashed.
Well, there was 30K on the bloody line. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Jess, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're okay.
I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for everyone who calls up. Are you fairly confident that you know the sound?
I think so. My partner and I talked about it last week. We got pretty excited, so we're hoping this is it.
Jess, when my wife and I talk about it, sometimes it ends in a fight because she'll suggest something and I'll go, are you an idiot? It's not that sound. And then boom.
Yeah, he knows not to argue.
Right, okay. But you got him well trained.
Jess, what are you going to lock in this hour? What do you reckon is any secret sound?
I reckon it's the oil dipstick in your car.
Ooh. An oil dipstick. I wouldn't even know what that sounds like.
Propeller hat?
Incorrect.
Oh, he did this look I've never seen on his face before, and I was like, okay, we got something here.
I think he's sobering up, to be honest. I think that's what the look is. It's like, can someone get me a burger? No cigar.
No cigar, no cigar. But there's been a new clue this in midday today up on Instagram. So if you want to go there, there's a new clue for you to see. You have to be able to follow ZM online for you to see it, though. It's part of the story.
Enough with the stumbles. You're a shambles. You're not on the golf course anymore.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I came across this thread that was going around online over the weekend. And basically, a bunch of guys had taken to this online forum to discuss the moment that the girl they were into... they got put off, and it was by one word or one line that they said.
So wait on, the girl's done something to put the guy off.
Correct. So they were really into the girl until she said something. or started doing something.
Right, okay. This will be interesting.
First one.
Yep.
She spilled the beans about how often she sleeps with her boss. There you go.
That's
heavy.
Yep.
That'll do it. This girl was way too into astrology. She started posting astrology memes on Facebook.
There's a warning for you.
Another one was this girl implied that he was weak for thinking a movie was sad.
Well, that's rough. That's hard because when you're on a date, you want to show a soft
side
as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also you'll be like, oh, I'm all tough.
Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow?
I love a sensitive side.
Watching The Notebook, and then you watch them where they go, oh, that's a bit creepy. And then you back it up and go, and then off to Bunnings. And they go, oh, my sort of guy.
Another guy said she was way too open about her weird ceiling fan fetish.
What website are you getting?
It's Reddit.
Yeah, right.
A lot of guys use this.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, this girl told this guy she wanted to tie me up to a ceiling fan by her feet, turn it on. Too much information.
Big shout out to everyone heading home from school. Okay, you know what time it is, right?
Yeah, good point.
Have you been on a date and a guy has said something that you've gone, yeah, that's enough for me? At what point do you talk about the ex?
Oh, it depends. It really depends. Because sometimes it comes up in general conversation like, oh, when were you last in a relationship? And so naturally that's going to come up.
Yeah, right. You know what? Here's the key though. Always talk highly of your ex.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because people don't like it when you're like, oh, you know, she was an absolute cow.
Exactly.
Because then they think if we break up, how are they going to talk about me? Do you know what I mean?
I went on a date with like a wrestler once.
A wrestler?
Well, kind of.
What do you mean?
Like jiu-jitsu.
Right, okay.
I think it's a form of wrestling.
Well, no, I think it's like a whole sort of martial arts.
Is it quite different?
Yeah, it's totally different.
Oh, okay.
Do you think he wears like a giant hood over his head and runs out?
I don't know.
Okay.
Still to this day, I don't know what it is.
I bet I know why you guys didn't go out anymore because you're like, I've got to come and watch you wrestle one weekend. And he looked at you like, are you listening to anything I'm saying?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I had a very exciting moment over the weekend. I locked in and I committed going to the UK in June.
Oh, yes, I saw your post.
No, I've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And my friend Gina, she was like, Paul, just come. So I just did it. Because first of all, on Friday when we were recording the podcast drinks, I tried to book my flights, but unfortunately I spilt red wine all over my computer and it died and I thought that was a sign. So I tried the next day, it went through.
You know what I love? You spilt wine over your computer and you took that as a sign not to book flights, not as a sign not to give up wine.
Yeah, good point. But once I booked them, I uploaded a Facebook status.
Yeah.
And I said, London, I'll see you in June, baby. Flight's booked. Wahoo.
I saw it. I was like, good for you. I was actually a little proud of you.
Really?
Well, I thought, because I know you've been saving cash.
I know, I'm very excited.
You know, and I know you don't like to waste cash and you're saving and this is a trip you wanted to do for quite some time.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Normally, the old me in this situation would be really pumped because once I did post that, I've got quite a few friends who are over there at the moment. Like, a lot of my friends are travelling.
Yeah.
And a lot of them now want to catch up in that two-week period.
Oh, yeah.
I'm turning into you because now I've got this wave of anxiety of how am I going to catch up with everyone in that short space.
The old me
would be like, oh, sweet. Yeah, I'll catch up with you, Johnny. Oh, Tim, Sarah, great.
You know what you do?
How am I going to fit it in?
What you're supposed to do is a post after the holiday going, London, you were awesome. And then people going, oh, my God, Paige, we were in London.
I missed you.
And then you reply going, oh, my God, I forgot you were here. Sorry, I was so busy.
So now I've got, like, quite a few friends getting in touch going, do you want to come stay? When really, I've committed to Gina.
My anxiety like would be through the roof.
I know. I thought of you.
If I was you now, I'd be looking at it going, well, this is a trip where everything's planned. I've got to go see everyone. You know what you're going to have to do now, don't you?
What?
Don't do it straight away.
Oh, no.
You give it like a week.
Uncle Evil chiming in.
And then you do the post. Worst day ever. Flights cancelled.
No, I can't do that.
Can't get holidays.
Yeah, that's what you do. I can't.
That's what you do, mate.
I'm locked in now. I've got to see everyone.
Yeah, it's what you do. Or, you know what? What have I taught you about Facebook posts?
What?
Anything that you don't want people to see, you do in the early hours of the morning. Oh, like, if you break up with someone.
That's always your go-to, eh?
When Lou and I had my quarter-life crisis and we broke up, I set the alarm at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I can't believe you set an alarm.
Just to wake up and change my relationship status so then that way no one would see.
So do I set an alarm and delete the status?
No, because everyone knows you're coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they're probably doing? They're probably over in London going, oh, great.
We need to get out.
I've got to catch up with her now just to be polite.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
So we had a little team drinks on Friday night, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we went out. Had a good night out. I'll tell you what, and you'll understand this in the future, Paige.
Yeah.
But you reckon hangovers are bad? Try hangovers with kids in the house.
Seriously, I have a lot of empathy for you there.
Like, trying to explain to my son who's three, daddy's got a very big headache and a sore tummy. You just need to let him chill right now.
He's got a terrible head cold for one day.
And he was like, look, he wanted to get out of the house on Saturday morning. Mm. And to be honest, I wanted McDonald's. So I was like, I'll take him up to Macca's. There's like the kids' playground there and everything.
Yeah.
I can
they still have the playgrounds?
Oh, yeah. And they're
like with the little wool pits.
Yeah, it's great. And you know how you got the touch screen now when you order at Macca's?
Oh, yeah.
You could just be a hungover parent sitting in the playground just ordering food
Look
off there.
Look at you, father of the year 2017. I'm going to order you a sash. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sitting there and we're the whole place to ourselves because it was pretty quiet. And I'm just sitting there drinking a frozen Coke, eating a hash brown, thinking I need to, you know, grow up.
Reevaluate your life.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And he's playing on the equipment. Anyway. Two other young little kids walk in.
Yep.
And my son, Felix, he left his hat on the table when he went to play. And this little kid walks in. His parents weren't with him. And he comes up to me and he goes, oh, I used to have a hat like that. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I said hello to him. I'm like, oh, hello. And he's like, I used to have a hat like that. And I'm like, oh, great. And he was like right next to me.
Yeah.
And I said, what happened to your hat? And he goes, oh, mummy threw it out because I had bugs in my hair. Now.
You're worried that you've gotten it.
I might have freaked out a little bit. But I didn't want to freak the kid
Jason,
out.
Jason, he's a little kid.
I know. And
you've had nits in your life. In fact, I thought I had nits the other day.
What?
I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Well, I didn't tell you for this very reason.
We're in a studio confined with each other.
It was just dry scalp because of the heat that's been happening.
So what, were you itching but not trying to itch in front of me?
Yeah.
Have you been checked?
Not entirely, but one of the like hairdresser people at TVNZ told me that they don't think it's nits.
She doesn't think it's
knit. No, it's okay. It'll be fine. No. Because it was mainly on the scalp.
Can you please go get the hazmat suit? PJ needs to wear the head.
You are so dramatic.
Mate, like, go and get a check.
It's fine. It's just because it's been really humid lately. That's my self-diagnosis anyway. It's fine.
Is everyone walking around here with like... Because I grabbed Felix. I'm like, it's time to go. And then I didn't want to freak the other kid out. And he's like, oh, why are you leaving?
Hang on. He said he used to have...
Yeah, but we don't know how long ago it was.
He used to have this hat.
We don't know how long ago
it was. Oh, it sounds like it was ages ago.
I see what's happening here.
What? We're banding together.
Yeah, the knit community's banding together. You're over there with your dry scalp going, it's all right, you should have patted the kid on the head. And then you could have been a carrier as well.
You are so dramatic,
you
Jason
know what?
Elkins.
You know what? If you're currently carrying knits, maybe you've had them for a while and you're like, oh, I'll get to them soon. Or like
if you don't get any calls, I'll call through on another line.
Yeah, I bet you will. Or like, you know, maybe like, oh, I've got to get treatment, but screw it, I'm still going to go to work today.
When did you last have nuts?
Oh, God, like I was a kid.
I remember I used to have to get vinegar. Didn't they put like vinegar in your hair? No?
No, obviously.
Anyone else get vinegar in their hair?
Obviously your mum did the cheap alternative. She was like,
I used to get vinegar.
I'm not paying $12 for knit cream. I'll go down the road to Countdown and buy some vinegar.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
What?
Now I'm scratching. I was just talking before about how I met a kid on the weekend who said...
brought up this conversation.
He said he used to have head bugs and I took a step back. That's how he described it. And I took a step back. And then PJ just informed me that she thinks she had nits the other day.
Last week I had a very itchy head and I'm pretty sure it's scalp problems, which is...
Have you had it checked?
No, I haven't had it checked, but I know. I've had nits as a kid. I know when it's nits and it's not nits. I hope. I really hope.
If I get nits... I'll tell you what, my wife
that
will
would
kill
literally,
you.
That would be the end of the show.
What brought him down? Nits. Yeah, didn't see that one coming. Yeah, but it makes sense.
So we are taking your calls for the anonymous knit line. Yep. Seriously, for a Monday.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Oh, bad start to the anonymous bit. you're carrying knits, are you, at the moment, mate?
Yep.
Right, how long's it been?
1 month.
Oh, wow, okay. And
Adam!
No, though, it's all
clean
right.
Yourself
Do
up,
your
mate.
Mates know, Adam, or are you kind of keeping it on the D-low?
Oh, I'm trying to get it out.
Yeah, good boy.
Yeah, right. What? Mate, I don't think you should be walking around if, like...
But sometimes it takes a while to fix them, you know?
You can go to the chemist and get some cream straight
someone
away.
Someone backed me up on the text machine. They said, yep, vinegar works to get rid of nuts. My little sister and her oldest daughter did the vinegar wash, and they've never come back.
Right. I'm going to get. I'm going to send intern Devi or Davo down to the shop to get you 2 litres of vinegar to bathe in.
Kenny, hello.
Hello.
Hey, just turn your radio down in the background and tell us about your nip problem. Hello?
Is that me?
Yep.
Oh, right. Radio is down. Now, 3 years ago, my 2-year-old kept getting sent home from kindy.
Right.
And we spent over $200 on treatment. And we ended up going to the vets and getting the flea treatment. No. And we haven't looked back for 3 years.
You took your child to the vet?
No, I took myself to the vet and left the child with my partner. Good. So the vet didn't know.
Hang on. Unbelievable. Is that like...
I mean, come on, 90% of our products are all tested on animals. So why can't point. I use an animal product on my child?
That's a
we
good...
use it as well. We all have a dose of it and we're happy as.
Yeah, right. I just want to point out, Peach, this is just for a hair lice problem. I don't want you going to the vet because you think it's a cheaper option instead of the doctor.
No, that is silly.
No, I know, but just sometimes you run with an idea. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the Anonymous Knit Line.
Thank you. Thank God you've come to me. So I'm a vet nurse. I work in a vet clinic, and we get people all the time coming in for flea treatments for to put on their kids for knits, and it's really, you shouldn't do it. It's not safe.
No. Next minute, I mean, you know how I sit on, you know, leashes on kids?
Yeah.
Now taking them to the vet for treatment is a whole new level. That's a whole new level, people.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
A cheating husband has been caught out overseas by the taxi sharing app Uber. So what happened? He's a French businessman. He was using Uber and he'd actually requested a taxi using his wife's phone. And when he returned the phone... there was like a bug, like a bit of a glitch, and the app continued to send his wife notifications of his whereabouts, and he was actually off with another woman, cheating on her.
So she was getting notifications saying, hey, this is where the Uber took you?
No. So once he'd actually logged out of Uber, it was still showing up on her phone for some reason, buzzing up like where he was.
Oh, so he was actually at the person's house at the time.
Yeah, so it showed up. And so he'd actually logged out of it. And apparently sometimes this can happen with a bit of a bug in the app. And so now he is suing Uber for up to £45 million.
Because they...
Yeah, because they've divorced now since, saying that, you know, this was an absolute invasion of his privacy.
I get that. Like, everyone would be sitting there going, oh, what a scumbag. And that's true. If he's cheating, scumbag.
Shouldn't be cheating.
But also, yeah, I mean, I guess he's got grounds to sue them.
You'd be so mortified. You've got to wonder how often that happens. Like, there's so many phones where...
You know what, though?
What?
Are they divorced yet? Because
if
he gets the money,
yeah,
she'd get half.
That's a good point.
So imagine that conversation. Hey, I know I cheated on you. I know you're leaving me, but I'm going
to
sue Uber.
It says they have gone on to divorce. So I'm assuming that they have divorced.
Might not have finalised it yet. Imagine that conversation. Hey, I know I cheated on you. If I sue them and it's successful, you get 10 mil. It's the parting gift.
That's so rough.
Do you know what I'm like? That's awkward.
So rough.
Yeah, who's one of your witnesses in the court case? Well, actually, it's my ex-wife. She's here to talk about it. That's full on, man. And 20
Gotta
mil
be
as well.
Careful.
20 mil.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
You know who I feel for here as well?
What?
The driver. Because you rate the drivers.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to get five stars. You broke up my marriage. That's a 2. Yeah. I mean, you offered me a mint, so it puts it back up to 3.
2.3.
Yeah.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. I'm ringing out for the secret sound.
Okay, listen closely. Any ideas?
What? It's a dog?
The real secret sound's coming up just after 5. Oh.
Spy.co.nz. You're so mean. The Grammys, are taking place over in the States this afternoon. Some amazing performances so far. Beyonce, she did a 9-minute performance, and they're saying it was logistically the most complex any awards show has attempted because it had like her.
9 minutes?
Yeah, 9 minutes. Oh, yeah, you'd be out. You would have tapped out of the awards. That's too long for you.
Imagine if you needed to pee and you're like, I'll just watch
Mate,
Beyonce.
I think you can take the time to watch Beyonce. She looked amazing. And basically, it incorporated an interplay of Beyonce in the flesh with film footage of her pregnant form projected on the screen. So it was kind of like this buzzy sort of, you know? Oh, I just did the actions and you can't see
it. You look like you're at a music festival off your face right now, to be honest.
She looked incredible and it was amazing. And also, Adele, she paid tribute to George Michael on stage with a performance of Fast Love. But unfortunately, the sad, slow version didn't get off to the best start and she really wanted to do him justice. So this happened.
Fast love. Fast love.
I
know it's live TV. I'm sorry. I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry. I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry. I can't.
She literally said, "If it, I can't stuff this up. I've got to make it good for him." And then by the end, the mistake had been completely forgotten. Even Adele was in tears. The audience was just completely blown away.
Good for her. Because, I mean, A, that would be so hard during the tribute. Oh. And then I suppose even professionals, if you start off on the wrong note.
Exactly. Know? So good for her. That is your Spy breakout artist. Thea returns with a stunning second single, Champagne Supernova. You can check it out now.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.